We read from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Luke 1, 39 to 56. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary sang, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Praise to you, Lord Christ, for your word. Friday afternoon, a white truck going far too fast plowed into a line of backed up cars on the Bay Bridge in California. 12 vehicles tangled together in a pileup, but only 2 people were injured and everyone survived. Last month, near Palm Springs, a van full of senior women was struck by a pickup truck. 5 out of the 6 women were killed, but Kathleen Grotz walked away. She says, "Why I survived, I have yet to figure out. I consider myself a miracle." And you can read dozens of stories like that on the internet, and they're often recalled around Christmas when people express gratitude to God for the blessings of their escape from tragic disasters. But Grotz's question remains, why? Why does God bless or save or allow some people to survive and not others? We might ask that question about our text today. In verse 42, Elizabeth identified Mary as the most blessed of all women. She'd been tipped off in verse 41 by the response of the 6-month-old baby inside her, who leapt for joy when Mary greeted her. Starting in verse 46, then, Mary went on to sing about her blessing. But why? Why, out of all the women in the world, and as we sang in that hymn just a moment ago, even out of all the young Jewish women in Palestine, why was Mary blessed? Why does God dole out his blessings in such mysterious and unpredictable ways? Why let 5 women die in a crash but save one? Why bring God's Son into the world through one poor Jewish woman while ignoring everyone else? Why bless one tiny nation of Israel more than all the others? Why is God's blessing so mysterious? You and I might ask that question about our own circumstances. Some of us will enjoy peaceful Christmas blessings with family present, few problems, and much for which to be thankful. Others wait for Friday with clouds hanging over us. Unemployment, illness, financial worries, dysfunctional family, or just plain loneliness. It's so unfair. Why does God bless some people and not others? Let me tell you a Christmas story. It's the aftermath of Christmas morning. The family room floor is strewn with paper, boxes, ribbons, and half-eaten candy and toys. Mom and Dad sit on the sofa drinking coffee, worn out and mellow. 7-year-old Jeremy and 4-year-old Melissa are busy playing with their gifts. Everything is fine until Melissa takes her Christmas stocking, half full of hard candy, twirls it around her head, and whops her brother on his head. In 2 seconds, Jeremy's crying, Melissa's screaming, and Mom and Dad aren't so mellow anymore. What happened? Their children usually get along. And earlier, Melissa had been so pleased about the present she gave to Jeremy. They hugged each other. So what was going on now? It took a while to find out. Mom dried Jeremy's tears, and Dad put Melissa in time out. And then Melissa started crying, and Jeremy started teasing her. Finally, everything was settled down, and they talked it out. Not too surprisingly, it was about presents. These parents had tried to be fair in their shopping. They spent the same amount on both children. Melissa got the doll and accessories that she had been requesting for months. There she was under the tree, microbiologist Barbie, complete with a white coat, gleaming laboratory, and her own little scale model electron microscope. It was Melissa's dream come true. Jeremy, however, got a talking interactive BB-8 droid, and he had eyed that orange, gray, and white plastic blob for weeks. And on Christmas morning, as Jeremy guided the droid around the tree and taught it new words, Melissa's Barbie didn't seem quite so wonderful to her, and she had discovered that the little electron microscope didn't really work after all. She was disappointed and jealous. It might have been okay if Jeremy had taken his droid in another room while Melissa played there, but they were together in the living room, and Jeremy was having so much fun. He whistled the Star Wars theme and even sang, BB-8, you're so great. And after about 20 minutes of that, Melissa clobbered him. Compare Mary, then, with Jeremy and Melissa. God favored and blessed her. The angel said it when he announced the coming birth in verse 28 of this chapter. Greetings, you who are highly favored. Elizabeth said it to her in verse 42. Blessed are you among women. If anyone's blessed, it's Mary, and she sang her song about it. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. We call that the Magnificat. Mary doesn't just sing about her own blessedness. She sings about how God has favored and blessed her nation. The song is full of contrast between people whom God helps and others he seems to spurn, even punish. Verses 51 to 53 say, He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God blesses a few and punishes the rest. It's what non-believers often complain about these days. The arrogance of Christians claiming that God's going to bless them and send everyone else to hell. What shall we make, then, of these divine blessings? We may think of ourselves as blessed. Here we are, the Sunday before Christmas, gathered in a warm place with a beautiful tree and bright poinsettias, pretty sure that God favors us. We're singing songs about how good God is to us. We're celebrating the fact that He's given us Jesus and lots of other stuff too. There are some people out there and around the world who, if they heard us, would like to clobber us, like Melissa did Jeremy. Why us? Why Mary? It's there in the Christmas story. Some people are favored and other people get nothing, or worse. In fact, you know the song the angels sang to the shepherds, Peace on earth, goodwill to men. That's not quite how it went. That's from a bad text that found its way into the King James Version. If you've got any translation but King James, look at Luke 2:14. What's it say? Something like the New International Version, on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. The New Revised Standard Version is even clearer. On earth, peace among those whom he favors. It's selective. It goes to the favored, the blessed. God's blessing, then, is a mystery to our sense of justice. How does God select those he's blessing? Is the good news of Jesus Christ a message for only a chosen few? Is Mary just the clearest case of the fact that God likes some people better than others? Maybe. But let's explore the mystery by hearing more about Melissa and Jeremy. Their parents did not plan to play favorites. In fact, as I said, they made every effort to distribute their gift by equally. Their blessing on their children was meant to be as generous and even-handed as they could possibly make it. And so they were more than fair with Melissa. In fact, her Barbie and all those accessories cost $3.56 more than her brother's toy. But explain that to a four-year-old. She felt cheated. She felt like Mom and Dad loved Jeremy more. He got a bigger, nicer present in her eyes. That's all there was to it for her. She felt hurt and angry, and she lashed out. She could not understand her parents' justice. So the first thing to say about God's mysterious blessing is that we do not understand it completely. We cannot see the picture the way God sees it, cannot see his distribution of blessing from his point of view. The person who appears blessed to us may be struggling in ways we cannot perceive. That blessing may, in fact, come with invisible suffering. And Mary's story tells us her blessing included a fair share of pain. In the next chapter of Luke, when Simeon blessed baby Jesus, he told Mary of the greatness of her son, and then he said, what was to come for her would be like a sword piercing her heart. And the hymn we sang said that all those women who hoped and prayed to be the mother of the Messiah did not know what pain would go with it. God's blessing is a bigger, more complicated story than we can often see. Now look at it from another point of view. Ponder how Melissa's parents might have resolved that situation on Christmas morning. She felt unloved, left out, less blessed than her brother. And so she socked him with a sock. And then she got punished. But now what? Melissa felt bad before, but now she's really hurting. From her point of view, not only did she get a lesser present, she got put in time out on Christmas morning. It doesn't matter what they say, it's pretty obvious to her whom Dad and Mom love more. So what do those parents do? Subtly, quietly, Melissa might get a little extra attention the rest of the day. After time out, she'd get a hug. She might get to blow out the candles after dinner, and she might even, without Jeremy knowing it, be allowed an extra piece of Christmas candy. If Jeremy were paying attention, it might look to him like Melissa is the favored one now. The fact is, Jeremy and Melissa's parents love them both, and as much as possible for a man and a woman who are merely human, they love their children equally. But in order to show that, there are times when one child or the other needs extra attention. The one who's feeling unloved is just the one that calls for additional care right then. It feels mysterious when you're the child on the other end, but the purpose is to even things out. Ultimately, the message is that both are loved. God's mysterious blessing is meant to even things out. God blessed Mary because she embodied the truth that he wants to bless everyone. By choosing someone humble and poor, God made it clear he has no favorites. He lavished extra attention on a person the rest of the world ignored. In her song, then, Mary sang of God's extra love for the meek and the hungry. And she sang of what looks like punishment for the proud and the rich. Yet no one is finally left out. God had no favorites on Christmas morning. The gift he gave to Mary is Jesus. she received the blessing of being the mother of the Son of God. But she was blessed so that God could bless everyone. Her blessing required something of her as well. It was not all unmitigated happiness. Her blessing included the burden of watching her son die, a painful death as a young man. God's aim in sending Jesus was to balance out his blessing. No one is without his love, but many people in this world feel like they are. They feel left out, forgotten, unloved. So when he sent Jesus, God blessed the forgotten and the lowly in particular. He heaped blessing on those who seemed to have none. He sent Jesus to a poor family. He announced his birth to humble shepherds. He reached across the world and guided foreigners to come and worship him. The poor and hungry, the humble and insignificant, the stranger and the alien. They were all given extra attention at the first Christmas. Jesus is God's gift for everyone. But just so there was no doubt about that, God sent him especially to those who might feel left out. He blessed those who seemed to be on the outside to show that in his love, everyone belongs on the inside. God's blessing is really a grand display of fairness and justice. Even human beings like Melissa and Jeremy's parents have enough sense to show they love both their children by giving now one and now the other a little extra when it's needed. How much more should we see that when God's love goes out to those who need it most, it's going to us all? You are all blessed by God. You share equally in the gift of his grace in Jesus. God bestowed his blessing on Mary so that he could bless you. The song she sang in verse 46, "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior," doesn't belong just to her. It's a song for everyone. God is your Savior too. He came as your Savior whether you are well-to-do or struggling to get by, whether you have lots of friends or don't have any, whether you are a leader in this world or whether you've been a follower all your life. He has done great things for you, and holy is his name. You may be either Jeremy or Melissa. You could have come here feeling very sure of God's blessing and favor. You know the Christmas story. Jesus came in the world to give his life for you. You're happy as we sing and truly grateful for God's goodness to you. You're a Jeremy. Don't forget Melissa. Don't forget your sister who is poor, jobless, foreign, lonely, or scared. Remember, she needs extra attention in order to know what you know, that God loves her. And God wants to use you to show a Melissa how much he loves her. Or you might be a Melissa here today, feeling all alone and stuck with a smaller gift than the Jeremys are getting. You wonder why God sent you so much pain or trouble. You don't feel blessed at all and have a hard time hearing glad songs. You wonder if God really loves you and why, if he does, he doesn't show it a little more. Mary's message to you is that there is a blessing for you. Her song is the gospel, the good news, that God will bless even the last and the least. And so he will bless you too. Jesus said it this way, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Those beatitudes are a blessing on both Melissa and Jeremy. Jesus blesses those who feel like they belong to him, and he blesses those who do not. Blessed are you when you feel on the outside because God has placed you on the inside. Blessed are you when you're on the inside, because God's love for those on the outside takes nothing away from your blessing. God's mysterious blessing is the gift of Jesus for everyone. You all get the best gift, the grace of God's Son. God has no favorites because He blesses and favors everyone. He favors you. May you feel that today, a joyous, blessed, favored Christmas to you all. Amen.